I'll just quickly, if, with your permission, Guru Maharaj, just introduce Radhanath Maharaj. But just, of course, how can we introduce such an illustrious disciple of Srila Prabhupada, such a prolific preacher all over the world? I could just say maybe one thing that I was very fortunate to hear directly from Guru Maharaj in relation to Radhanath Maharaj, that I was once present when His Holiness Devamrita Swami once asked Guru Maharaj about how he perceived some of his close God brothers, like what are some of the aspects that stand out the most for Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj replied that in the case of Srila Radhanath Maharaj, he said, love, just love. So Srila Radhanath Maharaj, we are so grateful that you are here with us, expanding the flow of love into our hearts. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you now.
I am truly honored and grateful and so happy to be with you for this auspicious occasion, Giriraj Swami Maharaj. You have always been one of the great lights of Srila Prabhupada's divine grace that have illuminated my heart and given me inspiration and direction for so many years, practically throughout my spiritual journey. And I wish I could be sitting in your room with you in Carpinteria, California at this moment, but by Srila Prabhupada's grace, we could be together today through this Zoom media. And I have found that those who love Giriraj Swami Maharaj, disciples, well-wishers, friends, followers, are among the best, most wonderful, pleasing devotees in the whole world, and among the topmost people in this universe. So I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to be servant of the servant of your servants, Maharaj. And I'm going to give an informal talk. I'm just speaking to you, Maharaj, and everybody else just happens to be listening. And anytime you want to intervene or say anything, please, I am yours. Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj is truly one of the great personalities who have been placed in the shrines of history for our ISKCON movement. Srila Prabhupada trusted you, Giriraj Maharaj, and he loved you so dearly, like a son. You were so much his obedient servant, surrendering your body, your mind, your words, your life, your very soul to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada trusted your surrender. He trusted your sincerity in such a outstanding way. Just to give an example, a glimpse into Srila Prabhupada's love for Giriraj Swami Maharaj. Mumbai or Bombay is the place in the world that Srila Prabhupada entrusted to His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. Now, really, what does that mean? How important was Mumbai to Srila Prabhupada on a personal level and as far as his mission to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? That he put one person, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, as the leader of the project, just showed such an immense of trust. And there's perhaps no greater blessing, we could say, to a spiritual master than to have disciple who you could truly trust. Srila Prabhupada lived in Mumbai before he took sannyas. He was living in Mumbai. It was in Mumbai that Srila Prabhupada wrote that famous Vyas Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada, where he wrote a particular stanza, "Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed." Srila Prabhupada wrote that in Mumbai, read it to the devotees at that place, and among his god brothers and god sisters, and it was sent to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appreciated Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja message so much, he would regularly read it to devotees, to guests. And he said, "Whatever this Abhay Charan writes, you print it." So that special, intimate, loving connection between Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj took place in Mumbai. And Srila Prabhupada personally was very, very prominent and instrumental in establishing the first Gaudiya Math in Mumbai for his Guru Maharaj. In fact, the disciples wanted Prabhupada to be the leader of the temple. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Bombay, when he came there, he said, "Let him do what he's doing now. He will do everything in due course of time." It was in Mumbai that Srila Prabhupada wrote to his Guru Maharaj for an instruction. And it was in Mumbai that Srila Prabhupada received a letter from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a personal letter from Puri that reiterated the original instruction he gave. "You are an intelligent young man. You should take the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the whole world in the English language." That letter was received not even 2 weeks before Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur departed from this world. Srila Prabhupada in Mumbai received this final instruction, the confirmation that would mold his entire life. And this took place in Mumbai. And it was while he was living in Mumbai that his Guru Maharaj departed from this world, and he began his pastimes of serving Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in separation.
Yep.
When Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON from 1966 till 1977, Srila Prabhupada spent more time in Mumbai than any other place in the world. To establish the temple of Shishi Radha Ras Bihari in Juhu, Srila Prabhupada gave more money than any other project, from funds throughout the world, than any other project he's ever done. He gave more of his time than any other place. And also, as we're going to read in the wonderful book that Srila Giriraj Maharaj is soon to publish. Srila Prabhupada, more than any place in his pastimes in the world, he struggled. He had unbelievable, impossible challenges, and he did it all in Mumbai. And the most glorious, expensive temple that Srila Prabhupada personally built at his time anywhere was in Mumbai. So considering all these things, and just across from that land is where Sumati Murarji is, and that's where Srila Prabhupada actually got his ticket to go to America on the Jaladuta. So how special and how prominent is Mumbai to Srila Prabhupada? And if all Srila Prabhupada's devotees throughout the world, he singularly appointed Giriraj Swami Maharaj to take charge of that project, which was so much his life and soul. And let's consider it from another perspective. Srila Prabhupada, in a little shack, he promised Radharas Bihari that he would build this temple. And Srila Prabhupada very personally took that promise as something he could never, ever, ever go back on. And he entrusted Giriraj Swami Maharaj to be the person to fulfill his promise to Sri Sri Radharas Bihari and his Guru Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada was just always so pleased with His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. When I say that he treated Giriraj Maharaj like a son, when Giriraj Maharaj, when your parents came to India, your mother and father, and they saw the standard of living that you were that you were enduring, it was intolerable for them. They were very wealthy people living in a very beautiful estate near the lake, and now, you know, they saw you as a celibate monk, a brahmachari, and there was, you were suffering so many diseases, so obviously you probably looked really sick when they came, and they were willing to give you $1 million to come home and practice Krishna consciousness here, but, you know, please get out of this place. And you chose to serve Srila Prabhupada. That $100 million, $1 billion had no value to you in comparison to pleasing Srila Prabhupada, even if it meant enduring disease and death threats and so many hardships. And Srila Prabhupada noted that. Srila Prabhupada told your parents then that I will give him rasgullas and I will make him in good health. And in that way, Srila Prabhupada really adopted you like his own son right in front of your parents. It was quite official. Srila Prabhupada transitioned the care of a father and mother and father together from the parents to him, and they accepted that. Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj in our movement will forever represent unmotivated, uninterrupted, pure surrender, which is at the very heart of bhakti. It's the very heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. When Srila Prabhupada, let us say, in my own personal life, in the beginning of 1971, at the Cross Maidan Festival, I was there, and one of our god brothers, Tushta Krishna Prabhu, I believe was his name, he asked me if I wanted to do some service, and I was happy to do anything. So he brought me to a brahmachari at the time, who was you, Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And you were the first person to engage me in Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya's service in my life. And that's something that is established forever. There's no one else who can be the first person except that person. And that's you, Maharaj. And you had me serving Srila Prabhupada's, the backbone of his society, Prabhupada called Back to Godhead magazine. So it was such an intimate service that I was allowed to assist you in preventing people from stealing the magazines by tying them to the table. And in the process, we spent hours together, just the two of us. And sometimes we would go backstage and talk, and you were talking to me. We just became such dear friends, and you were preaching to me, but in such a sweet way. And then the crowd started coming, and I was just doing my service for you. And when the park was filled with tens and thousands of people, then you said, please go and hear Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada is about to speak. So you were the one who actually blessed me to go to be with Srila Prabhupada. And it's interesting because the house that His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj grew up in Glencoe, Illinois, is exactly 11-minute drive from the house that I grew up in. We were only, you know, riding a bicycle. It took hardly 20 minutes to go between our houses. So obviously, you know, we went to so many of the same places and same events, but we both traveled from the Chicago suburbs, and ultimately we met at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada in Srila Prabhupada's office in Mumbai. And they're very, very special. He's Giriraj Maharaj, you're one of the few people in the planet of God brothers and God sisters who grew up in that little area. And later on, many years later, when I came to Mumbai to develop Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, which later expanded as Govardhan Eco Village and Bhaktivedanta Hospital and Gopal's Fun School and Gopal's Garden and about 15 other branch centers. The people who did all this, the seed people who were most prominent, were people that His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, through his love, his devotion, his compassion, actually brought to Krishna consciousness and inspired in Krishna consciousness. Srinathji Prabhu and Mahaprabhu Prabhu and Sahadev Prabhu and Satchidananda Prabhu and Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Radha Krishna Prabhu. You know, these are people who were very much there. And therefore, you know, all of our, what to speak of Radharas Bihari Temple. You were the president there for so many years. You oversaw the whole development of the project. Well, you were also very intimately involved in a very, very special, prominent way in all the projects we have coming through Radha Gopinath Temple, because, you know, it's through the devotees who just love you so much. And I'm just remembering, you know, there was an inconceivable time where we were separated for some years. And I remember Abhiram Gopal, who was originally from Bengal and was in Pakistan, and how he loved you so dearly. And how during this time of kind of exile for us, it pained him so much that he felt separated from you. And after one of our Pune Yatras, we were on a train together standing, and Abhiram was just seeing us together, embracing each other, and he was weeping and crying. It was like the ultimate perfection of his heart's desires to see us reunited. And I must say it was an ultimate fulfillment of one of my greatest desires to be connected. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj travels the world, whether it be South Africa or Mauritius or the United States of America or the UK or Europe or India or anywhere else, so highly respected for your complete dedication and allegiance to the very heart of the principles of what Srila Prabhupada taught us. And Maharaj, you do it in such a way that you are just so compassionate and firm yet humble. You deeply, profoundly care about the devotees. You really do see every devotee as Srila Prabhupada's children entrusted to you, not only your own disciples, but every devotee who opens their heart to receive your kindness. And in this way, such an impact you've had all over the world through your profound, learned, devotional lectures and your inspiring kirtans and your personal interactions with Vaishnavas. And, you know, at a certain particular time, Maharaj, when you had, you know, health crisis, you know, difficulties with your heart and strong recommendations from doctors and other Vaishnavas, you just took it in such a stride of surrender. Srila Prabhupada told you to write, so you just took... You took a severe crisis as an opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada. And there in your beautiful ashram of Carpinteria, surrounded by such loving, pure-hearted, beautiful devotees, you've compiled, you know, several books. You know, in your compassion for devotees, you helped establish the hospice in Vrindavan. You helped establish the women's ashram and the kirtan ashram in Vrindavan. Because, you know, Vrindavan is your heart and your soul. And you're serving Vrindavan practically as much as anybody in the world, even though, you know, for health purposes, you're there. You know, the Bhaktivedanta Ashram and Govardhan. Your service and your love for the Vaishnavas throughout the world, and especially in Vrindavan, is so present as you're writing these books. Such beautiful, heartfelt, learned, important books you have, publications you have given to all of us and to the world. And this coming book is going to be one of the greatest treasures representing the very legacy of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples. And there's nobody else who could write this book like you, because the story of Srila Prabhupada at Juhu is such a testimony. It's practically like a chapter from the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, it's Dhruva and Prahlad. It shows determination. It shows humility. It shows surrender. It shows just Krishna there to help his devotee, Ambarish Maharaj. You know, all those wonderful qualities of Srimad Bhagavatam, those lessons are in a special way included in Srila Prabhupada's pastimes in Mumbai. I remember when, I think it was 1974, when Srila Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan and I happened to be there, And I was hearing from devotees who were close to him that a majority of his time, he was just talking about Bombay and having, you know, exchanging correspondence with you. So wherever Prabhupada was in the world, his heart was so much there with you personally, trusting you. It's really incredible. This book is going to be one of the most important publications in our history. And Giriraj Maharaj, you are such an erudite, incredible expert writer, and such an incredibly deep, surrendered, loving devotee. And you're writing it with such allegiance and such compassion. And, you know, I have had the fortune of receiving the manuscript and reading, you know, many parts of it. It's going to transform the hearts of anybody who reads it. And we're so eager and looking forward. And in a health crisis, this is what you are contributing to our society and to the world. In your own gentle, humble, sweet, loving way, there's nothing in the universe that can stop your service to Srila Prabhupada. That is truly the expression and the definition of love. And, you know, I'm insignificant. I'm very small, but still, you've always considered me a friend, a brother, and your kindness to me, you always inviting me to be with you there. And I just get so spiritually restored whenever we're together. On this day where we're celebrating your Vyas Puja, Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, I want to express the profoundest gratitude I have to you. And although I'm so bad with communication and I'm sorry, in my heart, I deeply miss you. And I'm longing for us to be together again. But I know that you're always my well-wisher. And just by your being gracious toward me, I really do feel Prabhupada's blessing and Krishna's protection. I thank you, and I offer my deepest love and gratitude to you, and pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari that they shower their mercy and their blessings to empower you in Srila Prabhupada's service for many, many, many more years to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Radhanath Maharaj. That was so beautiful, such inspiring words for us.
I hope because you didn't give me a time limit, I took advantage of that omission on your part.
Maharaj, when you speak, time expands. So we are just happy, so happy. I remember some years ago, we were all in New Jersey at the home of Yashoda Dalal Prabhu, and Giriraj Maharaj was so active in his service of helping you edit the Journey Within book of yours, and you had to go to New York City to greet the Pope, who was visiting America at that time, and Giriraj Maharaj and I were watching the event on television live. And it was just a short exchange between you and the Pope. I think y'all may have touched hands and nodded at each other. And at that time, Giriraj Maharaj said, "Phew, he has no idea how fortunate he is. And after a short pause, Maharaj said, "The Pope, that is, you know, he has no idea how fortunate he is." But Maharaj, today we have an idea of our good fortune. It's just immeasurable. Thank you so much for your presence here today.
Thank you
for reminding me of that. You know, I was really confused about the journey within. And Giriraj Swami and I, Maharaj, that I don't want to go too much longer, but you postponed your journey to Boston for that event celebrating Prabhupada's arrival on Jaladuta in Boston. And you came to LA, and together as godbrothers, we gave sannyas to Amala Bhakta Swami Maharaj. And then we flew on that inconceivable plane journey to Boston. And there you took such mercy on me. You changed your whole schedule around just to help me in the perplexities I was in to actually complete the book, The Journey Within. And there's just countless things I'm grateful to you for.
Well, I'm giving you a virtual hug. And when you were speaking, it really, my heart melted and tears were in my eyes, thinking of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, which you brought so much to life in your talk. And I just want to serve you life after life. Not just you, but serve your servants life after life. And I think you're more dear to me than my own life. So, I have so much to be grateful to you for. And now I'm grateful to you for addressing all of us as you did just now. And yeah, that's amazing that we grew up so close to each other. Fortunately or unfortunately, you were just across the line between Glencoe and Highland Park. So you were in a different school district and I was in a different school district. But yeah, I'm sure that the air that you breathed in Highland Park reached Glencoe enlivened and enlightened me spiritually, so I was able to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, our parampara.
Actually, our high schools were in the same conference. So when I used to play, I used to come to your high school a couple times a year, and so I was there.
Yeah.
Just about 40 minutes from where we grew up, His Holiness Jaipatak Swami Maharaj grew up.
Oh yeah, Milwaukee.
In Racine, Wisconsin, which is...
Oh, Racine, that's even closer.
Even closer, yeah. Yeah. And Rukmini Devi also.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Maharaj. What can I say? But I'm just so grateful we're together today.
Yeah, I really thank you for joining us and sharing your heart full of love with us. Yeah.
Hi. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai.
Jai.
Thank you. I will be back in a minute.
I'm going to follow in Maharaj's footsteps.
Hare Krishna. Technical team. In the meantime, I would also now like to also acknowledge the presence of other very, very senior devotees that have also joined us. His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu, who has been here since the beginning of the program. Devakinandan Prabhu, I think he joined the Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari Temple around the time Srila Giriraj Maharaj was temple president. And boy, he's been such a devoted and dedicated servant of Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari, carrying the glories all over the world and expanding his service to them in developing fundraising all over India, all over the world. He also, I think, developed, I think it is, probably the one of the largest temples in the world of ISKCON in Kanpur. And I've had the great fortune of many times hearing him speak, such an expert presenter of Krishna consciousness. So thank you so much, Devakinandan Prabhu, for joining us today. And we look forward to hearing you in a moment or two as soon as Giriraj Maharaj returns. Also, we're very, very fortunate also to have His Grace Braj Hari Prabhu. He's the current and very long-standing temple president there at Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari Temple. He served there in many capacities. And for me personally, and I can speak for all the other disciples of His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, that he goes over and above, beyond even any expectation, and he facilitates our service to Giriraj Maharaj. So we also want to express our thanks to you, Braja Hari Prabhu, for being such a wonderful devotee and supporter and encourager of ours. So we also ask you to speak shortly as soon as Giriraj Maharaj returns. Also online, I think I saw, okay, Nila Madhava, we could go to that. Yeah, we could go to that. Thank you. Or not. Okay. Welcome back, Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj, we now have His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu, who has been with us for a while here on the program.
Oh.
And we now look very much forward to hearing his offering and realizations on this very wonderful day. His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu, thank you.
Jai Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisance. Always, Prabhupada. How can I see Maharaj? Sabdhamda Prabhu, can you arrange? I can see you. And I want to see Maharaj so I can talk to him.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yes, now it's good. Jai Maharaj.
Jai.
So, Radhanath Maharaj spoke so nicely, profoundly about the transcendental quality of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada